Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Once again, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. As we continue here with you tonight, it is Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And we'll go to your phone calls and your thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about mental illness, so-called. Our caller, one of our callers last hour said, it's a myth. And then we kind of got into this, you know, discussion about prescription medications and, you know, are these really helping people? It seems like there's some people that they're helped by, but are a lot of the people who are on them, should they be? Maybe they're overprescribed. I think they're overprescribed. But what has your experience been? Let's go to Lumpy, calling from the Shire. You're on Free Talk Live, Lumpy.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, and thanks for an awesome show. I think I'm glad about that caller who called in. I didn't catch the name of the book, but I'll come back and listen to it in the podcast.
I believe it was The Myth of Mental Illness.
Okay, great. Thank you. The book probably sounds great. I have suspected that for a long time. I've known people who've been diagnosed with fill in the blank. These doctors get paid trips to Aruba when they get 100 of these things, prescriptions done. They know how they can hook people on these things. I just had to be witness to a guy who I was trying to help get off Xanax and Adderall. The guy ended up killing himself. He was probably going to die anyway from the drugs. Yeah, but I mean, these things are all, it's controlled drugs. They know, you know, these pharmaceutical companies, they know, and my sister works for one of them, you know, they know exactly what their, you know, their addiction rates and what their numbers are projected, their projected numbers are going to be. And if they get, the doctor gets, I don't know what, 10 prescriptions out, he gets a trip to Aruba or wherever, whatever, bonuses. It's a very perverse system because, you know, I do believe that doctors are salesmen. And
right, they're not allowed, there's certain rules that prohibit them from taking certain things, like, you know, commission, but they can have what you're saying here is like a free trip or something like that. And I don't know what all the details are on how they get that legally, but it is.
And I don't think every doctor is this way by any stretch. I've gone into doctor's offices and they've just given me a bunch of samples. I'm like, do you have a poor person's discount? You know, I tell them that I'm dealing with financial issues here. I don't have an insurance company. And they'll just hand me the samples and say, here, take care of it this way. And I don't even have to go to the to go get a prescription sometimes. That's happened.
Yeah. I mean, I believe there are things, you know, you need antibiotics sometimes. You need some
That's
things.
What I'm talking about, yeah.
Weed cures just about everything as far as I'm concerned. I know.
just rub some marijuana on it, son.
No, no joke, Mark. It really does help a lot of people with stuff.
Oh, it does. Yeah. You know, and you know, there's a doctor who I my addicted friend who just died recently who, you know, his name is Dr. Waugh, W-A-U-G-H. You can look him up on the Internet. You'll never find him. The number that goes to him is a cell phone number in Kansas or something that he doesn't even own. And I don't care who knows it. I think the guy took part in a murder. Yeah, the guy hung himself. It was his fault. There's part of responsibility there. But as far as I'm concerned, I have a responsibility to people, to be honest with people, to love as many people as I can. And because that's good for me, that's in my own best self-interest. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of things like getting out in the sun. If people are depressed,
sun's huge, yeah.
Which are thought to be the same thing, but there is a difference, I believe, between depression and simply just being discouraged, which we can all get. You know, I wish people could just medicate. I wish people could just medicate on weed and then think about things and talk with one another. And, you know, really, I mean, that's seriously, in much greater amounts than, you know, look, weed is the cure.
I heard an amazing story just the other day by a medical patient, and Mark, you know, Kami. He's a guy who actually moved here as part of the Free State Project and had a personal injury where he had a stroke and no one was able to find him for a while. Thankfully, they did find him and they got him some treatment, but he's not paralyzed, but he's been having a real tough time. He's like the left side of his body or one of the sides of his body is more difficult to deal with. And he was in a wheelchair for a while. He's finally getting out of the wheelchair. He's got like one of those like, I don't know if it's what you call it. It's not exactly like a cane, but it's one of those things where it's got like the little arm thing. You put your arm in it, and it's kind of like a bigger cane, like a more body cane sort of thing. Anyway, he's on his feet now, which is great progress.
It's wonderful.
But what he was telling me was that, you know, he's living in Maine at this time because Maine has a medical marijuana program where you can have home grow. And yes, New Hampshire did pass medical marijuana this year, but it's going to be a while before the ridiculous bureaucracy runs through its hoops. So he's living there in Maine, and he explained to me that when he wakes up, he frequently has shooting pain, as he described it, going from like the top of his shoulder on his disabled side all the way down his arm to basically to his fingertips. And he gets this shooting pain, and but what he does to prevent the pain is as soon as he wakes up, he reaches over and grabs his bong off of his bedside table and takes a couple of hits of marijuana, and it completely eliminates the pain for him. I mean, that to me.
I still suffer pain from Eli Rivera plowing me into a wall a few years ago. And let me tell you, the best thing to take care of that is Chemo Cinderella. It's a lousy name, but a wonderful, wonderful medicine.
So what you're saying is Chemo Cinderella is a version of marijuana, a particular strain?
It's a strain that just works for me really, really well.
So how many did you have to sample until you found that this one is obviously better? And how obvious was it for you?
Well, it was right away. It was immediately in 5 minutes. I said, "Whoa, hey, where is any of the pain I've had for the last few years? And where is it? There's none." And what happened is that it got better. How many did I sample? Well, not enough.
So I think it's worth saying that there's a correlation. Since we're talking about mental illness, there has been a correlation between marijuana and schizophrenia in the past. It's difficult to know whether schizophrenics are more likely to smoke marijuana or whether marijuana will cause people that would have had schizophrenic episodes anyway to slip into schizophrenia a little earlier. It's difficult to know any of these things, but there's a correlation.
Well, with millions of Americans using marijuana on a regular basis, I'd have to say that it ain't much of a correlation.
It's probably the biggest thing you can say about marijuana, and it ain't much compared to all the other things you can say about all the other drugs
out
there.
Nor does it matter if some people have some negative effects, perhaps, from a drug, as is to be expected from drugs, because each individual gets to make that decision. You know, you get to decide whether or not this is useful or helpful for you. And Lumpy, I'm glad to hear your story, and thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. Really appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. You know, when somebody tells me a story like that, I don't disbelieve them.
No, I don't see any reason to disbelieve them.
Yeah, I don't think, oh, they just want to get high. No, I really
felt like 15 years ago. But I've read too many of these stories, and, you know, I got to wonder, as a person who's not a medical professional and not the person using the drug, who the hell do I think I am stepping into that person's medical situation and deciding whether or not I believe that marijuana treats their cancer or their pain or whatever? Yeah, you know, I mean, there are people, I'll bet you, I'd be willing to bet there are people in California that are abusing, quote unquote, I'm using finger quotes here for the term abusing the medical marijuana law, and essentially that it's turned marijuana into a legal substance there. I don't care.
Yep.
I support the use of marijuana in a recreational sense, and I support it in a medical sense. And I'm not going to parse words or get all semantic-y about whether or not it's a medical issue.
There's no point. I drink coffee every morning. Are you going to tell me I can't drink coffee in the morning?
Yep.
I mean, you know,
it's not wake and bake, it's wake and wired.
It helps me start my morning, you know, start my day. I could live without it. I mean, certainly there was a time in my life where I didn't drink coffee, but I drink it now and I really enjoy it. And it
life's better with it.
It is. So I don't want anybody telling me.
Have you ever tried quitting?
No.
Because then life probably would not be as much fun.
No, I mean, you know, there's been days I didn't have coffee, but there's no reason for me to quit drinking coffee.
I quit smoking marijuana for a year once upon a time, and it's been a long time since I've done that. But it didn't make my life any better when I quit. I didn't think it was any better. I always enjoyed that product. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Talking drugs, in this case, medical cannabis, but also prescription medications and people who are perennially on these things. And to me, that's disturbing. I don't like the idea of being on some sort of pharmaceutical for my whole life. I think, you know, especially for some sort of mental condition, which may or may not actually exist. I find that very disturbing, and I think that there is a lot of overprescription on these things, while at the same time acknowledging, yeah, there are people that might actually need these products. I just am very concerned for how many of the people who've been prescribed them actually need them.
But you're welcome to share your thoughts, your experience. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. And, Mark, you're pretty excited about a new company that's on board with Free Talk Live.
Right. The company's not particularly new, but they are new to advertising.
Free Talk Live, yes.
Yeah, advertising on Free Talk Live. And really what this is an advertisement for the company's stock. They're going to be listed shortly on NASDAQ. They're petitioning to be listed on NASDAQ, and it's important for them to have volume. But I found out about the company at Freedom Fest, and I got really excited about them, and I bought some. And then in talking to them, I convinced them to advertise on Free Talk Live. And anybody can purchase Force Field by just looking up FRNG. That's their ticker symbol. And one of the things that they're into is heat conversion systems. They've got these organic Rankine cycle units that convert heat into electricity. And basically, all the environmental regulations that are coming on board are making it so many more companies can't just shoot heat out of a smokestack someplace. They have to have these machines in order to convert the heat into usable electricity. And they make the machines, among other things, that are enable them to do that. And they have a new and unique system that allows it to be done much more environmentally friendly than sort of the old systems. So I think they're poised to make a great deal of money. These systems can pay for themselves for a company inside of a year to 3 years, depending on the political designation in which that company might be. Just go to wherever it is your brokerage account is, and you can buy FNRG for Force Field. They are on the OTCQB exchange. And if you want to get involved in private placement, you're going to have to get a hold of Force Field themselves. Obviously, it's a private placement. So the gentleman who runs the place, David Nathan, he is the CEO, and you can just go to forcefieldenergy.com, go to the Contact Us section there, and it's got telephone numbers and email addresses so you can contact them better. The private placement, instead of paying the $5.15 that they're currently at as far as the stock price, you can get it for $4. Now, you have to hold it for 6 months, but the private placement has some real advantages. I'm recommending it. That's what I did. It's forcefieldenergy.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Matula is in Washington. Matula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's on your mind, Matula?
The caller that called in earlier, man, I heard everything he's saying about the weed, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been smoking weed for probably like 20 years now, you know what I'm saying? And I've had health insurance for probably 2 months of that time. You know what I'm saying? And I attribute it to that, actually. I really do.
You attribute your good health, is what you're saying, to...
Yes.
To marijuana.
To smoking cannabis. I called you guys a couple of days ago when I came from Hempfest. And I was there, man. I seen so many old people.
You never felt so healthy in your life, being in Hempfest.
I'm 39 years old. I'm so in good shape. I quit smoking cigarettes. I just smoke weed.
That's great.
And you know what I'm saying? Everything, man, I'm trying to tell you, and it's all to weed. When I was at Memphis,
Matula, I'm going to ascribe your good health to your young age first.
You're not that much younger than you, Mark.
Well, and I'm in great health, except for the fact that I can't lift anything because I've been in an automobile accident.
Mm.
Weed isn't going to fix that.
I broke my back. See, let me tell you a little bit about the weed, my little weed story. I started smoking weed when I was probably, first time I smoked it, I was 15, didn't like it, smoked it again when I was 19, really got high, felt it, understood it, and then when I was 19, I broke my back, so I had to quit smoking weed because I was in recovery, I had to learn how to walk again. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was miserable the whole time, but when I started smoking weed again, dude, I learned I was faster, stronger. Oh, my goodness. It's like I got my weed back, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, I'm seriously broke.
There's a lot of evidence, I think, that suggests that marijuana has some real benefits for people.
There were so many old people at the Hempfest, bro. There was like 65,000 to 70,000 people at the Hempfest, and a lot of those people was older, like in their 60s and 70s, bro. And they were talking about it reminds them of of the Woodstock. You know what I mean? Because it was really cool, man. It was really cool.
Hey, Matula, thanks for sharing your story, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREEZE, toll-free. Richard is with us on Skype. Richard.
Hey, how are you guys?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Talking medical marijuana, like I've spent a long time in the Emerald Triangle in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember $5,000 pounds and all that.
Is that expensive or cheap?
Well, that would be super expensive now. Outdoor pounds are like not even $2,000 anymore.
Okay, right. But in the old days, that would have been a standard black market price.
But I've been around the block a few times and seen some early winter storms and droughts and all that kind of stuff. And the thing that kind of disturbs me about the way the whole, you know, we have two states now that you know, they're all claiming it's legal and stuff and they're doing things with it. But we did it here in California first, and it's the way they're doing it. They're basically giving it to the government. Like all these people drives me up the wall. They're all like, oh, tax us and regulate us.
Mm. And you're talking about in Washington and Colorado, not necessarily so much in California. How much is it taxed
there? California, now they're really coming after people. Like they're trying to say like, oh, you can't, you chop down a tree and you're growing pot. Oh, for shame. But, you know, if I was growing grapes or something, you know, they don't mind letting you pump all the water out of the creek you want to. So now they're going after people for environmental stuff.
Hmm.
And everybody's, like, all asking for the government to regulate them. And really we need to work towards, like, a legalization to where if I want to grow a whole bunch of cucumbers in my backyard, I don't have to go down to some government building, talk to some bureaucrat, give him some money for some license, have him come out, inspect my house, and find something, you know, I need to do or something to get referred to another bureaucratic thing. Or I don't have to do that if I grow cucumbers in my backyard. So why are all these people like demanding that you have to do that for pot? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's just getting worse. And now they're now they're going after you for chopping trees down on your property.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. Are you disallowed from taking trees down on your property?
Well, they don't bother. Well, yeah, you can take trees down.
You can take your...
But,
okay.
Mark loves to take trees down.
No, I'll take down a tree, that's for sure.
Stand by, Richard. We can bring it back here in a moment. I don't know if you quite finished your thought there.
In Sarasota, Florida, you had to get a piece of paper to take down a tree.
Really? Wow. 855-450.
Ever take down a tree?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't get any paperwork for it. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summerfest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit bluegreenorganicsummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control here of these airwaves to bring up what you want. Mental illness, marijuana, medical cannabis, all of these are on the table for discussion earlier tonight, talking about secession. Still to come, the VW bus. Yeah, that's right, the one from the 70s. Marcus, you've got one. From what year?
Mine's a 1978 Volkswagen Camper.
1978. Now, you would think that was the year or close to it when they started finishing up with this stuff.
Like, pretty close to it. In the United States, 79 was the last year for the Volkswagen bus before they changed it to a Vanagon.
But believe it or not, they're still being manufactured, at least for a short period of time, and we'll get to the details on that here in a moment. But first, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Speaking of doing some camping, you're going to need some gear if you're going to take out the Vanagon or the bus or whatever. There's still some gear you're going to need.
Oh, yeah, sure. I had it out camping this past weekend.
ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to get the name brands you want at prices that will amaze you. Go to ManVentureOutpost.com for your camping, hunting, survival, shooting needs. They've got handguns, they've got rifles, long guns, shotguns, firearm accessories, and they've got water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, fish finders, optics, whatever you need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And I think they have it at the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. It's certainly been that way for me. Go check for yourself, manventureoutpost.com.
All right, we've been talking with Richard in California. It sounds like he's experienced with the world of growing in Northern California, growing cannabis. And, Richard, you were kind of explaining your experience there, and go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it's definitely in the culture in the Emerald Triangle. Like, it's everywhere. Like, there's some places you go, people just grow it on the side of the road behind, like, a blue tarp. And but the way it's going now is everybody's like big. The government's kind of trying to take over. And what drives me up the wall is all these people who want to beg the government to grow some plants in at your place. Like, the counties now have code enforcement, so they're like, oh, well, you can have so many outside and yada yada yada. And I don't understand how these people, they just wants the bows of the government. They're asked to be taxed and regulated.
It makes them feel like they're legit. It makes them feel like it's acceptable, that it's okay. Well, they've got the government seal of approval, so therefore they feel safe, and they feel less likely, you know, that it's less likely the government's going to target them, when in point of fact they've already been targeted, and they, you know, they've had to jump through whatever arbitrary hoops have been put up, or pay whatever licensing fees, and have the inspectors come through. They've already been abused, so they're used to this.
This is the problem with the voting culture, the consumer culture. People think that their opinions, which everybody's got one, matter. And I don't care what your opinion is about the foliage at my house. I don't care about what your opinion is about how many cars I park in my driveway. But everybody wants to have an opinion about somebody else. They say to themselves, well, you know, I don't do that, so why should that person do that?
No, I get it. I say plants, not government.
Thanks for the call.
But the whole pot thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The whole pot thing, the government started this whole war, and any kind of legalization, you don't hear any of the medical marijuana advocates talking about it, is like, if the government wants to legalize it, they need to release prisoners and stop holding debts as hostage, you know, fines and they need to release people. And they're not.
Yeah,
and
that hasn't happened in California or Colorado or anywhere else. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate the call and the thoughts, man. 855-450-FREE. And I share all of those concerns. I'm really disturbed whenever there's some sort of medical cannabis program or some lame proposal for decriminalization that doesn't, you know, that involves having a high level of state control, some sort of state apparatus either being created or an existing state apparatus being expanded. Like, I think in New Hampshire, they're going to give it to the Liquor Commission or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a plant that people can grow, and you don't need the help or the permission slip of other people to do so. It should just be free the way other plants are free for you to grow.
It should, but that just makes too much sense, Marcus, and it doesn't make any money for the government when you do it that way. So,
sure, I mean, the government would love to get involved. They'll get involved in regulating for free at first because they know that the money is coming down the line.
And there's plenty of money in marijuana.
It is not just the money, it's the power that comes with it, too.
Yeah.
When they can tell you you can do it, they can tell you you can't.
Right, and they want to control things that people want, and people obviously want marijuana.
So this is going to continue to occur, by the way. I mean, for those of you out there who share Richard and our concerns about this, everywhere it's happening in Colorado, as he pointed out, in Washington, as he pointed out. Now, look, I'm glad they're not arresting regular marijuana users for using things at their home, but that rarely happened anyway. It's still illegal, I think, in both places to be in public and use cannabis. Now, there have been some great instances of civil disobedience, and they were left alone by the police, so good on that, and maybe we'll see more of that, you know, as time goes on. But still, the regulatory structure, the taxes are outrageous. The amount of money that the state is pulling in from this is ridiculous, and it is all about control. And the last thing you need is to have some government bureaucrat coming into your home to inspect your grow operation. Or nosing around your backyard.
Yeah, you make a mistake with your grow operation, you got one too many plants there, and you're in big trouble. You got one too many tomato plants, not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
One too many marijuana plants, it's a felony, son. You're going to prison.
Right. And so, to me, the only viable solution here is, again, it is unfortunately a political one. I mean, the only way you're going to stop the government people from putting people in cages is to change the system. And we've seen some progress there in some of these places, but it's not the ideal. And maybe if we had enough activists together in the same place, we could get closer to that ideal of just, hey, let's just decriminalize this, you know, end all criminal penalties for growing and selling marijuana and possessing marijuana and all the other drugs while we're at it. But let's start with marijuana and then just see what happens. Let the market decide. Let the market take care of this. But that requires the people with a willingness, the political gumption, to take a stand like that. And the average politician doesn't have those chops. The average politician is in favor of the state. They like the state. They like it to regulate. They like it to tax. And for a politician to come forward and say, yeah, we should just legalize marijuana without a regulatory structure is just almost unheard of. I would love to hear of a politician, you know, putting an idea like that forward. And they exist in New Hampshire, but beyond that, not very frequent.
It's so unheard of that you hear many people always say, oh, well, what our last caller was saying, well, people will say, well, let them tax it and let them regulate it. You know, as long as we can buy it without, you know, fear. And that's what's been inculcated in people, because they know that the government is controlling them and their lives so much that they're actually just asking for a step. They're not even asking for freedom. They're asking for a step.
And this is what happened with alcohol, too. Alcohol was completely unregulated prior to prohibition. After prohibition, it's regulated to a different extent in different states. And you can see in all states, it's 21 and over. The fact is that this culture of people can't buy or drink until they're 21 causes binge drinking. When you have a situation where, say, college students or even high school students can't go out and drink, what they'll do is they'll drink before they go, then they'll go out so they don't get caught with the alcohol. They'll be already crunk before they hit the club, and it's probably 10 years old. But, I mean, that's what they're doing. Look, I want to be able to teach my son legally at a restaurant to imbibe alcohol with a meal, because I think I'm the one most qualified to teach him.
Mark, your son is 5 years old. How dare you?
The fact is that humans have been consuming watered-down alcohol and giving it to their kids for a long time.
When's the first time that you think Jack should have his first taste of alcohol?
I haven't thought about it. It's not like I'm going to force this stuff on the kid, hold him down and pour some wine in his mouth or anything.
Maybe if he asked for some, right? Like if, you know, I know when I was younger, my dad would drink beer fairly regularly, and, you know, and I don't know if I asked it or if he offered, but he was certainly like, would let me have
some. Kids always ask questions, right? So it's an inevitable question. That'll, hey, can I have some?
Yeah.
Or what is that? Can I have some?
Let me taste it, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. No problem.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. We might be able to sneak your call in here. Everybody's getting on the phones, of course, for the final segment.
Yeah, of course.
You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid set, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're on the phones now, we might be able to get you on the air. We do this 7 nights a week, so if for whatever reason you don't get on tonight, you can always call tomorrow, and you can join us same time, same place. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time is our live hours. You may be listening later on a radio station. If that's the case, you can still call the show. You don't have to be listening live to call in. You just have to call while we're live, and then you can hear yourself on your local station later on. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with us there. You get to actually create the content that's on the site. It's been submitted. What you see there on the front page as you scroll down, those have all been submitted by listeners like you. You can see who submitted each thing. You can vote on what you like, vote it up, or even down if you dislike. And you get to control the content of the site at freetalklive.com. Also want to make sure you know how to promote Free Talk Live. One of those ways is by getting a free bumper sticker. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Get your free sticker there. There's details on how to get one of those and also download, you know, banners and graphics and things like that, printable flyers, stuff to promote the listening of Free Talk Live. Once again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. Marcus, before we go back to the phones here, let's talk briefly about your bus. This is an old school VW. You said it was a camper?
Yeah, mine's the camper.
It looks like a bus, though.
Yeah, it's a Volkswagen bus that was then, you know, they just changed the interior and put a different top on it. But it's, you know, it's the old school camper that you think of. It's very round and cool looking. I think it is.
It's the hippie bus.
Yeah, it's totally. A hippie bus. Yeah, yeah, we're talking about pot. I was actually driving it on the way back from Porkfest, I think last year, and some young guys in a truck were on the highway next to me, and they were all waving, and then they showed me their pot.
They wanted you to pull over.
They just, I guess, assumed, hey, this guy's driving a hippie bus. He likes pot, so they showed me their pot.
It's very funny.
But the story about the bus is that it's actually been produced in Brazil. The Type 2, it's called, microbus. It's been produced in Brazil.
IVW.
Yes.
IVW? Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
I thought it was just some other company bought the rights or something.
No. Volkswagen has been making the Type 2 microbus in Brazil since September 2nd, 1957, making it the longest continually produced model in automotive history.
I was going to say, it sounded like it.
Yeah, it's for incredible. 56 years, I'm reading now an article from ClassicDriver.com, despite the more than 1.5 million buses produced, it has managed to avoid the growing nanny laws that have seemingly gripped the rest of the Western world, but now, perhaps inevitably, the lovable camper's time has run out due to new safety regulations in Brazil itself. So they're making 600 for a last edition, and then that's
the final edition.
And it's all due to the government regulations, which, you know, Volkswagen has kind of a history that way, where like you could still get the new, you could still get the old Beetle in Mexico for a long time because they had different regulations down there.
That's incredible.
Yeah. But yeah, so for 56 years, and of course, and it's sad because it looks very much like my bus. It's a little bit different. They've changed the engine. But
this one go over 45 up the hill.
Yeah, my bus goes pretty slow, but yeah, the newer buses are not air cooled anymore. They're now water cooled. They switched that down in Brazil. But yeah, so there's a long history of Volkswagens, you know, the older Beetles and buses being made in other countries, and then, you know, the government tells them they can't do it anymore, which is sad.
That is terrible. Now, what about this chicken thing?
Actually, there was another story that, you know, that I brought up, was that the Volkswagen bus was also made as a pickup truck or a panel van.
Oh, you're not going to see too many of those.
Though. Well, you don't, because they actually were prevented from coming into the U.S. because in the 1960s, there was this thing called the Chicken War, where France and West Germany had placed tariffs on imports of U.S. chickens. And so, in response, the President Johnson imposed a 25% tax, which was almost 10 times the average U.S. tariff, on potato starch, dextrin, brandy, and light trucks, which included these Volkswagen panel vans and the pickup trucks. So, because of that tariff, you don't see those in the U.S. very much. And because of that, they're very expensive if you want to buy one.
And that's because they weren't manufacturing them here.
Well, they weren't bringing them over because the tariff was too high.
Yeah.
So, it's because of the government that we don't have those really cool pickup trucks and panel vans.
Yeah, you'll find that about as often as you find a notchback.
They just ruin everybody's fun. Let's go to the phones, to your thoughts. Helen is in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Boy, this has been educational. I didn't know about the stuff with chickens and Volkswagens and stuff. That's really cool.
You'll learn something new every night, Helen. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I think we should just legalize cannabis, you know, that's like stupid. And we are per capita, you know, I hate saying something without citing the source, but we are per capita like the worst drug abusers in the world, and most of it is from prescription drugs that people just keep getting more painkillers and anxiolytics and things from their doctors. You know, that's how we are abusing drugs. You know, it's not like that everyone's smoking marijuana, but I think marijuana is much more healthy than the other garbage. And I used to do research on the other garbage. I hate to admit it, but I worked for Donald Rumsfeld at Searle Pharmaceuticals. I was a research assistant there for only 2 years, not that long.
Yeah, I'd say that the U.S. is at least as guilty as other cultures. Some cultures, for instance, they're taking drugs from sunup to sundown, but they'll be like, you know, cot or something like that. That just something that's sort of, you know, coffee for instance. I mean, the U.S. we're drinking a lot of coffee, tea in Great Britain. They're all drugs. Mm.
Yeah, those are drugs? Oh, okay, I guess. Yeah, they are.
You didn't think they were drugs? I mean, yeah, I mean, they're high.
No,
caffeine's
a
pretty addictive drug.
See, that, like, painkillers and anxiolytics, those really mess up your brain chemistry, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying that that caffeine is
all drugs are not the same.
As serious as some other drugs, but I know somebody who's tried to quit caffeine multiple times, and she has not been very successful at it because the withdrawal symptoms are pretty difficult to deal with, and the you know, the habit that is created is also difficult to get rid of.
Cannabis is pretty decent drug, and
I agree.
And Carl Sagan, I'm calling from Ithaca. I've met Carl Sagan. He's deceased now, but he smokes pot every single day. You know?
Did he know?
Oh yeah, he did.
Was he from Ithaca?
Car. Yeah, he's from Ithaca. He was a professor at Cornell, and he was prolific and
thinker, great man of science. Helen, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The woman there that was just talking, she was saying that marijuana was a drug. It's not a drug, and it's a weed that grows out of the ground.
Right. I mean, it's a plant, but it does have within it chemical compounds that are psychoactive to some extent.
Well, right. But the emerald triangle, that's a fascinating story. There's a There's an hour-long video on YouTube about that. And, I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. If you ever get a chance to check it out, I would recommend it.
What's it about? I mean, do you know the title of it?
It's called The Emerald Triangle.
Okay, there you go.
Shouldn't be too hard to find now.
There you go. Now, is it about the growing of marijuana? Is that what the subject
is?
It
is about the growing of marijuana. And, and it's, you know, based on, you know, kind of like the Devil's Triangle or the Bermuda Triangle. But not that same concept, but I think they kind of stole that idea. But it's revolved around the use of marijuana and the growing of marijuana.
Cool, man. Hey, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for the recommendation and appreciate hearing from you. You know, speaking of movies, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree is currently in the editing room again. And I don't know if I should be announcing this. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I don't like to really announce things until after they're done. But Derek Jay Freeman, the star of the film, has turned into an editor of the film. He was never an editor of the first releases, but the movie was actually accepted to a film festival in Colorado. So thanks to Danny LaDonne for suggesting that we enter the film in said festival. And they came back to us and they said, "This, you know, we really like this, but we'd really like to have a shorter version of it." Because the movie is a feature-length, 90-minute-long film. It's all about the civil disobedience of our friend Derek Jay when he moved here to New Hampshire. And you can see it for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. But he is cutting it down as per the recommendation or suggestion of this particular film festival. So we're going to have like a film fest entry version, an hour-long version of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree coming soon. So
that's tough, cutting out a third of it.
Yeah, cutting out a third of the film. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with and, you know, how the new cut flows and all that. Because he's using the existing cut to cut it down because we don't have the original files anymore. So it should be interesting. Anyway, we'll let you know when that's available to watch on YouTube, because of course we're going to put it out there for you for free. More coming up. You can take control. Oh, wait, no, you can't. We're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Thanks. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.